All right, so yeah, the team is a small team, honestly, just myself doing the creation of the memes and stuff like that. But I do have the support of my wife, Mrs. Evelina Julian, and she is very creative. She actually did the cover photo and the profile picture for the Facebook page. She's also been the sort of driving force behind me actually stepping out to pursue this avenue. I have been creating memes probably a couple of years now, a few years now, but for myself, and I would share it like on my Facebook and stuff like that. And one of the things that happened is my friends, my wife, would get upset because sometimes I might create a meme and I would not watermark it, I would not do anything where there's any kind of copyright or anything like that on it, and these things would be shared. So she would be in a WhatsApp group and seeing something that I created and somebody else kind of taking credit for it. Or so earlier this year I did one where we were making fun of the fact that Trinidad and Tobago Carnival, you'll have the carnival part instead of the savannah and stuff like that that they'll regularly bring out every year. We did it for a house plan. So, you know, we were saying that first of all, you're crossing the stage in the kitchen, and that went viral. And, you know, persons outside of the country, regionally, were sharing it like it's their own. So she was in a group chat and she got something from somebody in Guyana where they were trying to pass it off as though they created it. And while for me, I just like to create things just for us to have fun. You know, it was she and others were getting upset that, you know, persons were basically stealing these ideas and trying to pass it off as their own. So this, all of those elements came together for the creation of the Facebook page. And just to sort of be as a conduit for the creation of memes. But as I said, I really wanted to be more than that. I wanted to be a platform where anyone could send a meme, just, you know, something that they find is funny, something that they might want to poke fun at, something that may be irreverent, and just for us to laugh, because, you know, at the end of the day, we could find a million different reasons for us to be upset, for us to be frustrated, for us to be angry on a daily basis, but we need to also take time to find a reason to laugh, and I think that that is what a Wicked Nation memes and a Wicked Nation, the brand itself intends to do, just to help people to find a reason, a moment in the day where you can laugh. Laugh at yourself, laugh at us as Trinidadians, laugh at situations that may be frustrated, but not to do it in a way of bullying, because, you know, I have children and one of the things I try to do is let them realize that you can be funny, you can make light of things, but you don't have to do it in a malicious way. You don't have to do it in a way where other persons are feeling bad about themselves, you know. You could tell jokes, you could say things that are humorous without being a bully, without being the person that upsets somebody day, because that is not the focus. The focus is for us to give you that moment throughout the day to find a reason to laugh. And that is what we hope to do. Give people opportunities to find a reason to laugh. And that is the motivation behind what we do.